The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, being a Tuesday, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So, of course, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. They've expanded their lines and expanded the walk-in humidor and, of course, the same great customer service there. Hey, good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Bad Bob's got like 1,000 pieces of equipment, maybe 10,000. So, you know, we've got this new phone system. So we're having to, he's explaining it to me, and Ashley sticks her head in the door. She says, it's like too much water's coming out of the hose, which, you know, explains it to me. And he says, don't worry. Well, it turns out that that one piece, that small piece of equipment, has made its way to Oregon.
Well, thank goodness for online shopping.
Did it do it by itself?
Or? It went along for the ride.
But isn't it nice to know that there is a place out there in the world?
You can just type it in, and this is not a thing that one would just run down to Walmart and pick up.
Or Mike's Music or any of these places, because we try to shop local before we go away in other places.
How's about some weather?
How's about it?
Partly sunny today, a high near 60 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. It'll calm down later on this morning. Tonight, 20% chance of rain. Not going to get a lot out of this system because it'll be sunny on your Wednesday, mostly sunny Thursday, and by Friday, though, we will see rain here in the North State. Mixed bag on that. Currently in downtown Reading, 44 degrees. This report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Based in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans out there. And Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, in the studios today, I don't have a trumpet, I would have blown it by now. Casey Fatch.
Drum roll, please.
Of the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
There you go.
How you doing, buddy?
It's early, pal. We're happy to be here, though.
Good, good. And also, Lynette,
good morning.
His able publicity lady.
Right.
I do what I can.
The media relations, the public information officer.
Yes.
The one with all the answers. I can go on for like another 5 or 6 minutes if you'd like, but I'll just let it go there. So good morning.
Good morning.
So, Casey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
Great. You know what? How long have you been in town now?
Oh, going on 8 months, I guess. 7 months, 8 months at this point.
Wow. Okay. So you've accomplished a whole lot here, including, you know, taking care of the mentally deficient and or not the mentally deficient. They're the ones that are out there to hurt themselves or others.
Disabled.
The disabled.
Right.
And so many other things. So that's just been in the first 8 months. What are we looking at here for next year at the Shasta Regional?
Yeah, so I think we talked a little last time about we're looking for a Blue Cross distinction for total hip replacement and total knee replacement. And that's a special certification that Blue Cross offers to facilities. But most recently, we just achieved a 5-star safety rating from Health Grades, which is quite an accomplishment. There's a significant amount of work that goes into getting that special achievement, and certainly demonstrates the commitment of Shasta's resources and medical staff and clinical staff to basically promoting patient safety in our facility.
Okay. There's so many things that y'all have done. You've come up, you're in the top 50 hospitals in the United States, rated by an outside agency, total outside agency.
Right, for cardiac care.
Yep. You've got how many people do you have in your cardiac group?
Oh, boy, we've got the cath lab staff, Brandon and those guys down there, pretty busy. We've got a pretty big program. We've got obviously the critical care unit takes care of all of our post-surgical patients. And, we've got our cardiologists, three or four of our cardiologists, Dr. Khan, who you know well, Chanda Mooley, and Dr. Pick, and Dr. Russ. Mm-hmm. And then we have our cardiac surgeon extraordinaire, Dr. Mazur. You know, everybody knows him. So it's a team sport.
Is it usual to have one surgeon, or is it? I mean, I know that he's got other people you have right there on call,
no.
And all that. But yeah. Usually at hospitals, they have like, you know, you hire one, and then you have, and then he kind of takes care of all that.
You know, that's a good question, actually. That industry's evolved. I've been part of cardiac surgery and intervention for about 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And you did used to see groups where you had three or four just because the advances currently, you know, the advances in the technology have really allowed that specialty to grow to where you really just need one cardiac surgeon and possibly a general surgeon and a PA for assisting, where you used to have, you know, the state hasn't really caught up with the regulations where you used to have two cardiac surgeons in the room for every case. That's no longer the case in a lot of the university. You know, most everybody at this point has one surgeon.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. Now, Dr. McConnell told us on several occasions that, and kind of a scary thing, is that residencies in heart surgery are going unfilled.
That's correct. That's correct. That's a tough one. There are certain specialties. You know, cardiac is one, colorectal is another, where they're just not attracting the physicians to go through, because it's an extensive amount of training. I mean, it's years of training.
Yeah, that's what he said. It takes after medical school.
Right.
It's another 12 years before you can be considered that, okay, I can go in there and crack a chest.
Yeah. It's quite a commitment, that's for sure. No question. They're very well trained.
You know, I also saw, and I don't want this to mean anything, but it said something like a third of our doctors right now are foreign-born, and it's increasing all the time. Have you noticed that?
Well, remember we talked about, I think it was a couple of shows ago, about how hard it is to recruit primary care.
Right.
And we had that Balanced Budget Act that went through in 1997, which shrunk the number of medical school slots that the federal government would fund in the United States. That was one of the ways that we balanced the budget then. And then, you know, Obamacare came around, you know, 13 years later, and we're all standing around trying to figure out where all the doctors went. You know, and so we're still trying to catch up with that. And so our only other solution was to bring physicians in from other countries.
Well, I'm not saying anything about quality or anything like that. I'm just, it seems, it was just interesting to read that fact and that it's quickly approaching half. I never heard it tied to the balanced budget, where they cut out the funding for doctors.
Yeah, they shrunk the number of medical school slots. You know, there's a very complicated formula that Congress uses to come up with that, and that was one of the ways that they were able to balance the budget back then. Unfortunately, what are you going to do?
Excuse me. Yeah, unfortunately. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about they're like in the top 50 in the whole United States. The whole United States for cardiac.
And Puerto Rico. Just throwing that in there.
And D.C. And probably Guam.
That's right.
And probably Guam, too.
Yeah.
Other little, you know, things like that. But you never can tell. Guam's a hotbed of cardiac surgery.
You never know. I don't know. Something to look into, I'm sure. Might be an opportunity there.
You can maybe get out there and be on the beach there and, you know, in Guam.
Yeah.
We have personal knowledge of Guam.
There you go.
But also the fact that how cardiac surgery has advanced, but also that there's a shortage of surgeons, of doctors going into that field, and that's been going on for several years.
Yes.
Something, and then how a number of our doctors, or doctors in the United States, are foreign-born, or, you know, I hate to use the word imports, but they're coming in and taking jobs. And it kind of goes back to in 1994 when they wanted to balance the budget, and one of the ways they did that was cut out a lot of scholarships for doctors.
Well, 97, yeah.
And, 97?
Yeah, and again, it was they shrunk the number of medical, because the federal government funds a lot of that stuff through certain programs in hospitals, and so they basically shrunk the number of training spots. And again, you know, it's a long cycle. We just talked about how long it takes to train a cardiac surgeon.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like the equivalent of what a SEAL team person goes through for training, right?
No.
I mean, it's extensive.
By the time we get one of our force guys out,
that's right.
By the time they go through all the schools and they go through a deployment, we've had them for a good 3 years.
Yeah.
And then at that point, they get one good year out of them, and then before they changed the structure, they would take that Marine that we trained for 4 years. I mean, where you can do all these things, jump out of airplanes and and all this other stuff. And we pull them out and put them in another job
for
3 years. and then bring them back. Well, then you got to retrain them again.
Yeah.
So, but, and that was really stupid.
Well,
so,
and
but,
that,
but
that,
we did change that. So once you got that once you got that MOS, you stayed in it.
Yeah, and, that is one thing that they're very strong with physicians, that they maintain current clinical competency.
Sure.
So they need to be practicing, and that's, you know, I think the big message is, you know, we've got such a robust bandwidth of providers at Shasta that there's really no reason to leave the area for any kind of care.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the only thing that we really don't do much of is oncology. But pretty much everything else we're able to manage pretty well. And I think that that's something that is a real message, that this is your community hospital or a regional medical center, and you really want to try to, you know, there's no reason to go anywhere else. And we have these kind of, you know, independent certifications and awards that we've been getting, that we've been striving for. So you can kind of rest assured that the quality is
there.
Top best. It's
okay.
Top tier.
We're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's 41 degrees. It was 34 the other day. If you haven't had your heater looked at, you might want to have Alliance Heating and Air combined. Take a look, especially at your filters, making sure that it works at its premium and the way it's supposed to work. Been in the business over 25 years, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that, of course, because they are. If you have, they can work on any type of heating and cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. This is who does the work in our house. We'll be right back with Casey Fatch.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos, bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo,
off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now, back to our show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Most wonderful time of the year. Today is the 11th of December, which means you have 14 more shopping days before it's too late.
I figure after
I count Christmas.
I figure after the summer we've had, we need a little extra boost.
I would like to hear at some point today, baby, it's cold outside. Okay, so find
that. Oh, that politically incorrect song.
Yeah, this speaking. You know what? Here's somebody that doesn't really care because, you know, Clyde says, you're kidding me when you hear things like that. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts, only in Reading. Can you have a business that does, you know, top of the line, first, you know, very sophisticated electronics, you know, does dish, does all that, and also classic car parts. And Clyde's makes it work. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. Have I gotten that right yet? Klipsch. Speakers.
Think of Bush. like the beer.
Klipsch. Peanut butter and jelly goes together.
There you go.
Cars and electronics.
1250 Hartnell Avenue. Stop on by. Give them a call. 221-4144. This is who sold all our electronics, did in our surround sound, did everything like that. Clyde's. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Annette is his able right hand when it comes to all the media.
I try.
You know, what do you do? I mean, no, I know what you do. No, I know what you do because you're the publicity, but you're all around and everything, and I know you interact with so many people. What do you feel like your job is in regards to, because this is not your first job like this.
No. And what I do for the hospital is go out into the community and talk about all the good that the hospital does, which they make it an easy job for me to do there. And also all the internal communications and marketing for our staff, for our patients, any of the fundraising events that our foundation puts on, I support those. Mm-hmm. And then whatever Casey Other duties as assigned.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, it's been...
And other duties as assigned.
We always put that in every job description in a hospital because there's always something that comes up that's hard to list. But, you know, also really helping me understand who the key people are in the community and what key events are in the community and helping me manage my time to, you know, attend those events and, you know, expressing the significance of the event and the importance of the event. And helping me decide. So that's been very helpful for me being new to the community. So that's a real benefit.
We know that is because you really like this community.
I do.
And, you know,
I do.
And Casey has told me this one several times, and your beautiful wife also. You like this community, and it is good. You need to get involved, which you have been.
That's important.
But, you know, you need to get to know the people that are here that can be part. Of you know that play a part in our community,
right?
So, and you've already jumped into it.
We have
both feet.
We have both of us, my wife as well, and we're really enjoying it. And you know, we got some upcoming events. We got the Go Reading.
Go Reading already is
okay.
Knocking on our door.
When's that coming?
The first Friday of February, February 1st, actually. We are planning that.
Is that Super Bowl Friday?
No, it is.
Oh boy,
it is.
Well, but it's Friday.
But it's Friday.
It's a Friday. It'll be okay.
It'll be okay. Everybody calm down.
Yeah, don't worry. Nobody's going to take that away from you, Casey. You know, you can always record it.
No.
You know, you can always record it and maybe watch it later.
Oh, not in today's age.
Okay, let's learn about Casey.
Yeah.
Okay, Casey, let's talk about you.
Okay.
Have you always been in the hospital type, you know, management business?
No, actually, I did construction for a while. And that was the pivotal moment in my life where when my boss told me he wanted to get into blacktop, I said, well, I'm going to get into college. And, you know, it was a pretty easy choice at that point because it was 105 out. And I was like, it's not hot enough out here for you, pal. You want to stand next to a truckload of bubbling tar?
Yeah,
I'm out. I'm done.
I think the asphalt has to come in there something like 274 degrees.
Cement is one thing, pal, but you start talking about tar, I'm out. I'm done. I'm going to college. And I went into some vocational training, you know, counseling. And they said, what about, you know, did tests and what about being an x-ray tech? I had no idea what an x-ray tech was. Guys, really, you don't know what an x-ray tech is? I said, no, I never had an x-ray. So. And then the rest is history. I just kind of advanced and went back to business school. And
so you started off in a hospital as an x-ray tech, and obviously you did well. And then you went back to school.
Yeah. You have to. I mean, you know, leaders are not born. You know, you have to be trained. And so I quickly recognized when I got my first director job over radiology that I was in way over my head and had to go back to business school. And did my bachelor's and did my master's and, wound up in charge of the whole hospital one day.
Now, where was this at?
That was in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah.
What was the name of the hospital? I mean, if you don't mind me Los Angeles is huge.
Yeah, there's about 150 hospitals in L.A. County. It's a big place.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you got several million people living there.
Yeah, well, 13 million, actually, believe it or not, L.A. County. It's huge.
That's why they have something like 50 or 60 assemblyperson
that's right
out of LA County up here, which have no idea that there's actually any place north of Sacramento except the Oregon border, one of our problems we have.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. I think they struggle with Bakersfield in north, but you know, that's just me.
Could be Bakersfield north.
You know, they just go on a plane to this mysterious place called Sacramento and there they are, but yeah, Bakersfield is, but no,
like in Oz. Yeah. They think they're in Oz.
Yeah, they do. You know, I worked at Pacifica Hospital of the Valley, is one of the ones that I started at, and then ran a four-hospital system in Los Angeles, and I went down and kind of worked my way south. It's kind of unusual. Went down to Orange County for a stint, and then went to San Diego, and then couldn't go any further south, so here I am.
Not necessarily true, but you know, it's hard to run a place in Sonata.
That's true. It would not be challenging, that's for sure. Okay. It might be challenging, but not intellectual.
And then they were looking for a CEO for up here. And what attracted you? I mean, you've been running really huge hospitals. I mean, you know, Shasta Regional's, you know, a great hospital, but it's not a huge hospital.
Well, it's pretty good size, actually. It's the second biggest I've ran.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good size. Hospitals in California, it's not like the East Coast. Hospitals in California, there's some small and mid-sized places. Mm-hmm. But the East Coast has big, large, for the most part, big, large facilities.
Huge.
Now, you get east of the Rockies, and the hospitals get bigger. I was interviewing for a hospital in Paradise Valley, you know, which was 30 miles from my house. And they said, well, would you consider Shasta Regional? And where's that? Well, Redding, California. I think I went through there on vacation as a kid.
It was 112 degrees.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. It was. Yeah, right. I don't remember if it was hot, but it was sure beautiful. I remember Shasta, you know, Mount Shasta and fishing up here.
That's what people. I remember Mount Shasta, but I don't remember Redding when I was going through here, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
And they said basically, you know, we'd like you to come up there just because of, you know, they've got cardiac surgery and, you know, behavioral health and so, you know, programs that you're familiar with, the Orthopedic Institute, all that type of stuff. And so, give it a shot. And here we are.
And haven't looked back.
No, definitely not. It was probably one of the best decisions we've ever made. And, again, I was here for 2 days and turned my rent-a-car in, bought a truck locally, and that's it.
Locally.
That's right.
Get that.
That's what you do.
Hey, we're here with Casey Fetch, CEO of Shasta Regional. We'll learn more about him. He's been here now for 8 months. They've done a lot of changes over there, but one of the big things that have happened, they've had a number of recognitions and awards for the ability to do hips and knees and all that, but to be in the top 50 hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiac you know, you get a little bit older, you kind of like, you start to appreciate that kind of thing. I like to have my, you know, as personal friends, people like Paul.
Pretty helpful.
Yeah, and Doug McConnell, where I know where he lives. I can just drop by, Doug, and all that. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show talking about local Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, their newest branch down at 1845 California Street, is your friends. It's your neighbors there. They're out there to help you. They've helped so many people with the car fire and now the campfire. But go on down there and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Casey Thatch and Lynn Ann Foster.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. Give you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Bob, Linda's on assignment. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 45 degrees out there, going up to 60 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by, hey, guys and girls, Four Winds Jewelry. this is the place to go if you want jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're having a big sale right now, at least 15% off. They have good, solid prices anyway on their jewelry. And if you're looking for that special something, tell them what it is. And trust me, they will find it for you. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is where I go to buy jewelry for Linda. And she's never been disappointed. That's my wife. She told me when we first got married, honey, you can never have too many guns. And when I smiled, and then she said, or too many diamonds. So I think she's ahead right now, but I'm not sure. Hey, we're here with Casey Fatch and Lynn Foster from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, Casey's the CEO there. And tell me, Casey, what's your average day like? When you come rolling in there, and I mean, it's never the same, I'm sure. But
no,
it can't be. But kind of what your average day is.
Well, you know, when you're into, you know, what's interesting about being in management is that it's hard to process your day at the end of the day, because it's not like when you have a regular job where, like, well, I serve this many people or I made this many widgets or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you reflect back on your day because it's hard to measure, you know, your success. And there's a lot of days that go by where you don't have big wins. And so it makes it, that was one thing that I struggled with, but, you know, when I first got into management. But when you come in during the day, in the morning, yeah, you've got a schedule. I've got meetings. But then there's always something that comes up. There's always something you have to deal with that's kind of comes out of nowhere. But, you know, generally, you know, up at 6 and, you know, try to get in by 7:30, 8 o'clock, and generally out by 5. And, you know, it's meetings all day and meetings with physicians, clinical staff, certain teams. You know, it's a long day. It's not an easy job. It's not for everybody. That's for sure.
One of the things Casey's really good at, though, is FaceTime with the staff. He makes time for all the staff on all the floors.
Yeah, they got to know who you are. Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah, he did. Like he is in the community. He will show up and be present.
I try to make rounds on the floors as much as I can. That's hard to do, but I generally attend a lot of the meetings and certainly want the staff to know who I am and what the plan is, quite frankly. You know.
So do you have issue a planner of the day? Do you issue a planner of the day every day?
Plan of the day.
In the military, we put out planner of the day. And this is what we're planning. We want to achieve today. Yeah. This is where we're going. This is what it is. I mean, it's a lot easier.
It's probably easier
in the military. Like, you know, hey, we're doing this and this and this.
Yeah.
Now,
it
leaves out all the little things like leadership and, you know, getting all everything achieved. But, you know, everybody looks at it and goes, okay, got an idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for us, it'd be hard to do. It's a little more long-term strategic because we don't have those, you know, that enemy coming over the hill all the time type of stuff. But, you know, for us, it's more long-term, and we look at, like we talked about, the Blue Cross distinction. That's something that we've been working on, because it takes a while to get these things achieved, all these five-star ratings. Uh-huh. That just doesn't happen overnight. That's a two-year effort. And so that's kind of our world as far as, you know, there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of regulations that we have to deal with all the time, and so there's a lot of planning.
We said last time that we've got a new law. Okay, for people that missed this, we have the new law about if a homeless person hits the emergency room.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or an inpatient as well.
Inpatient, okay. Yeah. Well, what has to happen after they've been treated?
Well, we have to, you know, first of all, there has to be a safe discharge, and that's always a challenge. And, you know, how do you discharge a homeless person into a safe environment when they don't have one to be discharged into? And then also,
well, how do you do that?
Well, there has to be support mechanisms in the community. Like the mission is somebody that we work with very closely.
Okay.
And then, you know, now the new law that takes effect on the 1st of January is, they have to be discharged with appropriate clothing. And so we have to provide clothing, and then we also have to provide a meal to go.
Coats? You know.
Coats, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coats,
warm weather,
and in the summer, you know,
and then also summer, whatever the appropriate season is, but we have to discharge them with appropriate clothing now.
But those little fans with the water in it, they can spray themselves.
Score bottles, yeah, it's a real challenge for us. You know, there's no additional. Well, fortunately, Obama got them all cell phones, so we don't have to do that. So. But, you know, at this point, we're just on the hook for, you know, coats and sweatshirts.
Now, of course, you're going to be reimbursed for this, right?
No, there's no additional reimbursement.
No reimbursement?
No.
That's our world. That's because hospitals got deep pockets. They can just continue to do this.
Well, that's because we live in the DMZ, you know, so we've got the... We got the Democratic legislature in charge of writing laws like this. It's just, you know, I get it.
Stand by.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian Daly, our assemblyman, was on yesterday. And listening to Brian, Brian says, okay, we're at the supermajority level again. He said, but we've done that before. I mean, we've had the supermajority where the Democrats are in. I mean, they can just, they do is they'll take a good Republican bill.
Sure.
And they'll gut it. Turn it around, or they'll just take it over and make it theirs. Or they'll take a bill that's, you know, there and just got it and put anything in there they want.
Right.
And now we have Gavin Newsom.
With line item veto power, that's the other thing. I'm not going to veto this whole bill. I'll just cross some stuff out.
I'm just going to cross out that stuff I don't like.
You know,
okay, now, what is Gavin Newsom?
Hail to the king.
If y'all don't know Casey Patterson, and I know Casey, he is a funny guy.
Yeah.
But Gavin Newsom, what is your take on him as far as medical care? I mean, I know he wants universal health care for everybody, and it's going to cost trillions, so he backed off on that. But is he somebody that's really going to be onerous to people running medical or hospitals and all this?
I think, from his background.
I don't know
him that well as a candidate because obviously I don't dabble on that side of the line. But at this point, I think that when we look at the recent legislation that's been passed related to healthcare. I think that the die has been cast, and we're in for a. I think California, when you look at the fact that we've got 39 million people here, and we possibly could, take a shot at a one payer solution and everybody being covered under a state program. If anybody in the room would do that, it'd be California. I mean, we were the first to jump on the Obamacare expansion. Now, one out of three people in the state are on Medi-Cal, and we're paying the full tab now because the feds are out. So we wound up with probably about 4.5 million more people on Medi-Cal than we did prior expansion, and we're paying for the whole, shot now. So
the whole enchilada.
That whole enchilada.
So. Okay. Now the other thing too is we're short physicians. Is that true?
Yeah. And that's the other that. And so now you've got we've got extenders, PAs, nurse practitioners, that are having to people are starting to see more extenders as their primary care providers.
So those are called extenders.
Yeah, we call them extenders.
I call them force multipliers. Those are the ones that, you don't have enough of this, so you add other things like artillery.
Oh.
But so this would be extenders, so that because there's not enough doctors, so now they see physicians, assistants, nurse practitioners, but they all still have to work under a doctor.
Well, the nurse practitioners are way more independent. They can.
Okay.
They can. In some states, they can have their own practices. Here, they can practice independently. PAs have to be under the direct supervision of the physician.
Oh, okay.
Physician assistant.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, so the impact of this coming year on medical. Now, if they try to push this, he even backed off on this once they showed that it would actually quadruple the budget of California just to pay for the single payer medical care system. But little things like this where you have to clothe, feed, and don't you have to also provide
transportation
to 30 miles?
Yeah,
30-mile radius.
Yeah, 30-mile radius, anywhere they want to go, we have to provide transportation.
I kind of think that's a good idea because
what if it's
30 miles any place you want them to go?
I hope this doesn't turn into an advertisement and we get inundated with these patients this afternoon, but I'm sure probably not a lot of listeners on the show at this point for the homeless population. But,
they're usually sitting out
difficult.
In the lobby here.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult, and that's something we're going to have to struggle with because it's the law. We have to comply. There's fines involved if you don't. And then there's bad press if you don't as well, because the press loves to jump on that type of stuff. We've got a plan. That's one of the things we've been sitting around, putting a plan together for the last couple of months since it got passed. So.
And our plans of the day. We need
our plan of the day. Here's our plan of the day.
Yeah.
A lot of times plan of the day is usually more into the when you're in garrison. Plan of the day when you're in combat changes a lot. You know? I mean, there's the plan of the day: stay alive. You know, yeah. That's easy. But no, right. Planet of the Day is usually on ships and things sure. where they have a set schedule and, you know, right. things happen at a certain time and mm-hmm. all those kind of things. But what it just does is anybody can just go and look at the bulletin board and say, okay, this is where we're going. Oh, wait, oh, this is going to happen today at 1400 or whatever the bells are on a ship. I've never have figured out bells on a ship. They just go ding, 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 ding. I don't know what that means, except well, get out of the way if they're bringing them really fast.
You know, hospitals do have the same type of cycles as ships do. We have shifts that come on, you know, ships in the Navy, we have shifts that come on. They're 12-hour shifts. They, uh-huh. you know, it's pretty predictable. Yeah. There's assignments. There's, you know, so, I mean, that's kind of where the plan of the day probably occurs, where, you know, well, the ER's got this many people. This is the staffing down there.
Yeah.
So I think the plan of the day is probably appropriate for the nursing office and, you know, how many patients are in the
probably
OR.
Probably your maintenance. Yeah. Your maintenance yeah, oh, people sure. could yeah. use a plan of the day. But oh, when you definitely. Get into the oh, yeah. emergency room, yeah. emergency room, it's difficult for a plan of the
yeah,
day.
It's the sea of humanity, we call it. The yeah. emergency room is just...
I'd like to talk about that when we get back, your emergency room. I'm, yeah. with Casey Fatch and then Ann Foster from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we've been talking about the shortage of physicians.
Right.
We've been talking about how it's the... well, where Casey came from, of course, and how he's worked his way here and how much he loves it. Second day here, he turns in his car and buys a locally.
Locally.
Right. You know, right. from a local company here and buys a truck from them.
Right.
And I know you're and your wife now is the good doctor.
Right.
She's opened up her practice.
She has. She's pretty busy.
Well, she should. She comes across very, very well as a very, very competent you know, physician,
right.
And an OBGYN when there's kind of a shortage of them around here. Anyway, so we're going to take a break. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 45 degrees. It's going up to 60 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, let's look at Home Helpers. Sharon will come out and talk to you. Free complimentary consultation. Find out what you need, and then she's got the people, background check, and all trained, bonded, and insured. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Just remember, there's no place like home.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true improve four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The light up the holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 45 degrees, going up to 60 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Casey Fatt, CEO of Shasta Regional, and Lynn Ann Foster, who is head of their information bureau, the the person that puts out all these great things and puts on all these super events. You've got a super event coming.
Yes, it's a long-standing event in the community. It's Go Redding. It's coming up, believe it or not, so quickly. It's going to be the first Friday of February, as always, which happens to land on exactly the first this year. The Holiday Inn, 11 a.m.
Cool.
Yep, so, we're excited.
Now, and this is for heart health.
Yes. Yeah, women's heart health awareness. Mm-hmm. So, because heart attacks are a leading cause of death in women, and they present completely differently than in men.
It's more dangerous for a woman, isn't it?
It can absolutely
be. From
what
I understand.
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing that the more women have gotten into the business world and so many other things that their heart attack rate has gone up? You know, at the same rate.
Yeah, stress brings it on. And as women in general just, I'm just tired, or I ran up the stairs too fast. That's why I'm out of breath.
They'll ignore it.
I don't know if people ignore it, but just there's always another reason for it.
Women are tough.
Tired today.
They have babies. They have babies. This is nothing compared to the baby I pushed out.
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm not having a baby. I'm good.
That's right. Yeah.
Let me get back to
Wait a minute. Am I pregnant? No, I'm okay then.
Yeah, no, but it's really important information. But we do surround that with a fun event for the entire community, not just women.
It is
men
a
come
fun
too.
Event. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And it fills up.
It's every year sold out. Every year.
Okay, so that's coming February 1st, and I know we're going to be talking about it.
Absolutely.
Before that.
Yes.
But just kind of put it on your calendar the first Friday, or it's February 1st, it's a Friday, Super Bowl weekend.
It is. That's
but
how we'll
it's
kick
not
off the weekend.
On Sunday, though.
No, it's not on Sunday.
That's okay, Casey.
I think Casey would not.
No, we plan. We definitely plan it. We have contingencies for those type of occurrences.
Okay,
so, yeah, good shit.
All right. Okay, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. I've got a question for Casey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Nick.
Okay. About 3 years ago, my son, 25, is playing roller hockey and got hit in the nose with a puck. It was kind of like a shaving cut where it bled a lot, didn't do much damage, but they talked him into going to the emergency room. He doesn't have insurance. The doctor spent maybe 3 minutes with him, told him his nose wasn't broke, and put a drop of glue on it and sent him on his way, and he got a $3,000 bill, $1,000 for the emergency room and $2,000 for the doctor. How do you justify that?
Well, it's very difficult to get into a philosophical discussion about healthcare billing on the air on the radio, but unfortunately, when you look at all of the unfunded patients that have come through the system, unfortunately, we've had to inflate charges to compensate for that. So
you don't think $3,000 is too much for a drop of glue?
Well, I'm not. I mean, I think there's two sides.
Last time I went to emergency room, I see junkies sitting around drying out for free.
Yeah, I think there's two sides to every story, and we'll have to continue the debate.
Well, I think it's legalized theft.
Fair enough.
Something should be done about that.
Okay.
We can have single payer health care.
That's right.
Next. Oh, Alexandria Ocasio Cortez.
Yeah, or we can all get insurance.
Hell yeah! Right. Why don't we get her out here to California to represent?
We don't need
Gavin
that.
Newsom
we have
go real well together.
Yeah, we have Gavin already though, Nick. Okay.
Yeah, well, he needs some help.
Well, thanks for the call, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank
all right, bye.
Happy holidays.
You see, you know what? There's that. You know, you get these emergency room. You have to go. Okay, emergency room bills and all that stuff, but and it is it's terribly huge. But he explained it right then when you have all these indigent drugs, homeless, and all that you're paying.
Right,
you've got to pay to take care
of
them.
Well, plus I think one of the key points is I believe that Nick's son didn't have insurance either.
Right, he didn't have.
Okay,
insurance.
So and there's obviously no comparison, but the reality is that. You know, we provide a lot of uncompensated care, regardless, what financial status a lot of people that have wealth don't have insurance as well. And so we write off a lot of charges, a lot of accounts.
Is that too tough? Because it's got to be up
No, it's probably close to 3% of our revenue. So
it's just written off, right?
Yeah, it's
right
written
off,
off yeah. Yeah, it just goes away. It's monopoly money at that point. Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, but. So where do you see y'all heading here in this next year?
You know, speaking of, I'm glad Nick brought up the emergency room.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad we're taking callers now. Thank you, Bob. Anyhow,
Next time we'll start them early.
The ultimate variable callers. That's just like the hospital. So, you know, the emergency room, we've made a lot of progress in the emergency room at Shasta over the last year, and one of them is our wait times. And we have a new company in that's helping us manage the emergency room with our physicians that work there. And we've gotten our wait times from approximately 48 to 50 minutes when you arrive to the door to when you see a provider. And we've been tracking the most recent data has been 30 to 35 minutes. And so that's one thing that we are really striving. And again, there's going to be certain times of the day where it's longer. There's going to be certain times of the day where it's shorter. It's not any, and these are averages.
Now that 30 minutes depends also on what kind of injury.
Yeah,
you have.
If you're critical, you go right in. I mean, that's we triage the patients and
right.
But this is an average of those non-criticals. They don't. Right.
What do you see as non-criticals usually?
Well, some people, people come in with a
cough and cold.
Yeah, they
still use the emergency room as their doctor, right?
You have no, there's no question, yeah. And so, and again, that's what does clog the system up is that low acuity, frequent flyer, people that don't have a primary care physician that just come in and use the ER as a.
They could get Medicaid, though, right?
Well, no, a lot of them have insurance, There's just a shortage of primary care physicians in this area, and sometimes the solution, is after hours. If you're working and you've got kids or you've got, it's tough. It's tough to get into to see your primary care physician. So a lot of people come to the ER.
Okay.
So, but that's kind of what clogs up the system. But fortunately for us, we've got a plan. We've got an additional 10 beds that are going to be coming online, and we'll be able to.
Oh, in the emergency room.
Yeah, we're going to be putting, and that's where we're going to be putting all of the low acuity patients. Will be. Seen over there, we're going to call it, it's like a fast track where you come in, you're seen real quick and released.
Low acuity.
Low acuity fast
What's
track.
That? What's low acuity?
Oh, low acuity means high acuity is super sick, low acuity is not so sick.
Okay.
That's kind of.
Coughs and colds come in there.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You come in and out. You can get them in and out quickly.
That's right.
And
that's the plan. It'll free up resources on the side to take care of the criticals.
Are we ready for a major health crisis in Reading? Would you say?
Yeah, we're actually we're very well prepared. I mean, obviously we were tested with the fire because that was something that really stretched our resources, and we responded effectively. And so, yeah, we're ready. Do you do
mass casualty drills?
We do. Yeah, we do them twice a year.
Okay.
Some are
How many is mass?
That's.
I mean, I'm just wondering that because when we ran in the military, we run mass casualty. We can bring in the casualties.
Yeah.
But I mean, we can bring them in. No, I'm just wondering because people need to know is that you all do practice this twice a year.
We do.
You do have this. You've got your procedure set up.
Yeah, we get some. We get some. We have statewide drills where they will tell us how many casualties are coming in that we need to be able to take care of. So you know, how many is mass? That's a tough question to answer. But there are set drills that come up from the state.
I guess 12 people coming in one time is a mass.
It depends what it could. If 12 people with a hangnail is not going to be tough for us.
The 12 people,
but 12 people with major burns or chemical burns, that's going to be tough. And so
we do major bus wreck or something that where they're bringing in and all that.
Yeah. And we drill for that.
Okay, yeah. Casey Fatch. Thanks so much for being here, buddy.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, and there's so many things going on. Shasta Regional is really taking the lead in a lot of this.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for being here. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Brent Weaver will be with us, who has just handed over the keys from being a council member of Reading City Council. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Congress is hearing from the top man at Google amid allegations of political bias at the online search giant.
I lead this company without political bias and work to ensure that our products continue to operate that way. To do otherwise would be against our core principles and our business interests.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai also asked about reports that Google collects massive amounts of data from smartphone users.
It depends on the applications users choose to use. If you're using a fitness application, which is detecting the number of steps you walk, you expect it to send that information. But it's a choice users make. We make it clear, and it depends on the use cases.
Pichai testifying now before the House Judiciary Committee. Top congressional Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer heading to the White House for budget talks with President Trump, talks that will include the president's demand for $5 billion for a border wall. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network the wall is sorely needed.
Now's the time to have this debate, and I think we should fight very hard to secure our borders. This is a critical issue on which we all campaign. We are elected to office. It's a simple fact that walls, fences, physical barriers work.
Democrats so far rejecting the president's $5 billion request for wall construction, offering $1.5 billion instead for border security. President Trump is disputing news reports that he's having a hard time finding a new White House chief of staff. Mr. Trump tweets the reports are fake. The president says many people, over 10, are vying for and wanting the White House chief of staff position. Stocks are higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 132 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 66, and the S&P currently up 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. P3 Advanced has already taken Walmart by storm, but you can try a 30-day supply by calling toll-free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. If you're ready to cut down on bathroom trips, get your 30-day supply of P3 Advanced. Call 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
Chinese tech giant Huawei says it expects a just conclusion from a Canadian court on whether to grant bail to its chief financial officer after she was arrested earlier this month. Attorneys for Meng Wanzhou are insisting that she be released on bail, They're even offering to pay for surveillance to keep an eye on her.
The defense has argued the charges against her are minor in that the court has seen worse charges and people have been granted bail. Crown's argument back was this was a fraud, but it was also broke sanctions against Iran and international sanctions, and she faces up to 30 years on each of the counts. So it is a very serious matter.
That's correspondent Jim Morris in Vancouver. A Tokyo court has ruled that Nissan Motor Company's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, and another executive will remain in custody through December 20th, more than a month after their arrest. Their detention could continue for months under a Japanese legal system. News and analysis, townhall.com. Time magazine has chosen its person of the year.
As the person or group who most influenced the news and the world, Time has picked four journalists and a newspaper, calling them representative of a broader fight by countless others around the world. Among them, late Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, Philippine journalist Maria Ressa, who's been arrested, and two Reuters journalists held in Myanmar nearly a year. Time is also honoring the Capital Gazette. Five people were killed at the Maryland newspaper's offices in June.
One of the oldest papers in America did what it's done since before the revolution and got a paper out the next day.
Time editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal on NBC's Today Show. President Trump and Vladimir Putin were among the finalists. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 109 points, the S&P 18 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 11th of December. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Expanded product lines, expanded walk-in humidor, same great customer service, open 7 days a week. Bob, what does Shasta Gas and Propane bring us today?
Well, as always, they sponsor our weather. They are no way responsible for
it. The weather.
Any more than my wife, who is a forecaster, is responsible for the weather.
You don't ever look at her sometimes and say, what are you doing, Brenda?
Oh, all her friends do that.
No.
Partly sunny skies. By the way, 13 days left on her calendar.
13 days left.
Or she calls it.
And she retires.
Yeah, yeah. Partly sunny, a high near 60. 20% chance of rain tomorrow. We're not going to see a whole lot coming out of that one. Winds are going to die down. Sunny for your Wednesday. Enjoy it while it lasts. Thursday, sunny. Friday, we'll be seeing rain with a high of 53. Good chance of rain wherever you're at. This could go on for several days. So we do have a change in our weather coming up just in time for the holiday travel season. Currently, 46 degrees in downtown Reading. A little on the damp side, so it feels a little bit cooler than that. And as you mentioned, this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned business down in Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kenny. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, I'm here with Brent Weaver.
Hey, good morning.
Brent, I'm not even going to, you know, I can't say this anymore. What were you thinking of? You know, I can't say that anymore because... You know what? You successfully completed 4 years.
Yeah, thank you.
Of serving the public.
Thank you.
And I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
This is not an easy job. And it's not like you're getting paid to do this.
Well, I'll tell you, people ask me, are you glad you did it? And the answer is absolutely. It's an experience I'll forever, be very proud of and grateful for. You know, the relationships I made to learn more about how the city works, and to just be involved.
Well, you're a businessman here in town, and a successful businessman. Has being on the city council helped you in that sense?
You know, I don't know that it's helped or hurt.
I don't mean in advantages at all. Please don't think that. But just learning, I mean, you're already a businessman. But being on the city council, did it help you understand how it works?
Not so much how it worked in a way that would help my business. You know, I there was times when I thought about, you know, if I make this decision, would that hurt somebody coming into my, you know, lumber business? But, you know, when it's all said and done, I look back and you know, I don't think it either helped or hurt it.
Okay. What I was talking about was not helping, except learning how the system really worked from the inside. Because a lot of times, even a business person can you know, try to work with the organization, like, say, the permitting people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not really understand why they did that, or look at it from just one side. What I was thinking, it was probably gave you an idea what the other side is looking at.
Yeah, I mean, I would say from the standpoint when we were looking for a new development services director, I was able to give some direct feedback to Kurt Starman at the time of here were some of the pros and the cons with our previous director in the building department, and here's maybe some personality traits we might want to look for in the next director. So, I would say, coming in as a business person, I think was very helpful. I will tell you, Carl, and you and many of your listeners will probably agree, I think we can use more people who come from the business sector to get involved in public service, because I think that that experience of, dealing with a budget in the private sector and, the difficulties of hiring and retaining lend themselves very, very well when you're, serving the community.
Well, Brian Daly was in here yesterday, and Brian said probably out of that whole assembly that he's a member of, maybe 50 of them are business people.
Yeah.
Out of that whole group, maybe 50, he said, have written payroll checks or had to make taxes and all this. And none of those other people, they're community organizers or worked for people, educators or whatever they were. But they never had to run a business.
Yeah, and certainly not to discount anyone else's background or where they come from to get involved in public service. But there's just something about certainly trying to own or manage or run a business in Reading, and the difficulties we face being in the far north state, I think lend themselves well to the service.
What was your biggest frustration?
I think probably learning that first year and a half in, the differences of running a business with, 50 employees versus coming to, a bureaucracy and just realizing how many moving pieces there are. Take the blueprint for public safety, how many organizations we tried to bring to the table and have a conversation and realizing you can't make everybody happy. You had, some people on the, on the one side just, wanted to make sure it only went to cops, or you might have people on the other side and make sure a majority of it went to, homeless causes and trying to come up, trying to interpret our community and what would be a plan that they could get behind and, to put that plan together, then to find out that there's just no trust in government, so the funding's not going to be there. So I would say that was, for me, that was a great learning curve for me.
That must be frustrating when you've got a company that you can, you call the shots on, and everybody's on the same sheet of music there. Everybody understands the plan of the day, and everybody's going to be moving forward. And you used the term bureaucracy, and that's not a curse word, but a bureaucracy is kind of almost like a monolith. I mean, does it ever move? I mean, and does it have to move slow?
Well, As we talked about, frustration. Why, I would say, when you have this first experience coming in and you're living it for the first time, it's I'd just say it's different. And so you can either sit there in paralysis, or you can start learning how the game works and how do you move something and developing a close relationship with the city manager, developing a relationship with your peers on the city council. Developing, deep relationships with, people in the business community that care deeply, like Ed Rollman or Ryan Denham or Jake Mangus, and trying to move, positive things forward. Like, we look a few blocks to the south with the park. That's something I and others, fought really hard for. We didn't know if it'd be successful, but we had to try something.
Talking about South City Park right now. Well, the fence is up.
Well, Carnegie Park.
Oh, Carnegie Park. Yeah, yes. Okay. Well, then South City Park, and too. But yes, you did. You fought for that. Mm-hmm. And that was a battle. That seemed to be, to me, at first, that's a no-brainer. But then you hear what Crawford's saying, and you've got to listen to that side.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, these people have got their businesses done.
Yeah. And, I guess we'll stay on that theme for a second.
Sure.
One of the great, you know, feedbacks I got. I was in a couple weeks ago for lunch at Market Street Steakhouse, and Kenny Breedlove comes up, and, you know, he made the comment to me, you know, Brent, I think originally I was concerned about it, but I will tell you, we are busier because the park is open. He goes, when that place shuts down around 9 o'clock, we see a huge influx of people that come over to Shameless and, and Market Street. And so that's certainly what we are hoping would happen. You know, the reason why that issue even came up was, you know, we had Carnegie Park that, you know, was just being used for people to do drug deals or just, you know, homeless people camping all day.
Yeah.
You know, and so trying to come up with something that would, you know, not cause the surrounding business owners to want to leave or get out of there, which we had several. So anyways, they're just, you got to change the way you do things and find new ways to, you know, be successful.
Okay, we need to take a break, but looking, when you're trying to do these things and you move, wanting to move things forward, and then you just run into, I mean, a organized roadblock, you know, when you're going into this. I mean, does it surprise you? And don't answer that until we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Financial and Insurance. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy has been helping people since 1993. Soft spot in your heart for veterans, of course, but for all people. And if you've had problems with either of these fires, if you've been touched by either of these fires, give her a call at 221-0441. Judy is our insurance agent when it comes to our life insurance. And Linda makes sure I have plenty of life insurance, because who knows, at any time that she might hit me with something. I'm not sure if it pays off for her if she does that, but I think Judy's found a workaround on that one. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, I'm just kidding, of course, is somebody you want to go to that you can trust. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Brent Weaver, former city councilman for Reading. Oh.
I really can't but stay. Baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you'd drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your heart? Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Sail into 2019 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets now. This party kicks off December 31st at 7:30. Featuring DJ Chris, mixing it up for headlining act Hill Street Band, performing dance music from the 70s to present day, so you can dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person, includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, including a delicious buffet. dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple at midnight, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino Hotel. No need to travel. Lots of fun giveaways and a chance to win a fabulous Baja cruise. This event sells out fast. Reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better. It's better at the River.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460. We're all chit-chatting during the break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Let me see. Today is, it's getting close. You're probably going to have to go down today and buy your firearm. So if you can get it by Christmas, because you got that 10-day waiting list, waiting time to help you cool off from something, whatever they were thinking. But it's the 10-day, so you're probably going in today. But they have a big sale going on now at Bastiani Arms. It's the only place I would go to buy a firearm, whether it be a long gun or a pistol. Why? Because John and Sarah are local. They've had this business for 9 years. It's a great business. The customer service is just perfect. And they have discounts for veterans. They have classes on hunter safety and concealed carry. All of this at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be, we're here with Brent Weaver. You're never an ex-Marine or an ex-sailor. You're always a former Marine or sailor. So we're going to say a former Reading City Councilman.
Okay.
Here, because it will follow you around the rest of your life.
Sure.
Now, when we left, we were talking about how you wanted Carnegie Park, you and others wanted Carnegie Park to take it back from the group that was in there, that were using it for a bathroom, drug deals, outdoor fornication, everything, and how it was really hurting business there. And you backed the putting in the food trucks in there. And so my question was, does it surprise you when you get organized resistance to something that seems like it's a really a good idea that's going to help?
Well, I don't know if surprise is the word. It's just, again, I would use the word, it's different. You know, it's, you know, when you're running a business or you're, you know, so what's my background? I work in the business world and I coach youth sports. So, you know, I don't typically encounter, you know, the resistance you might, you know, in the world of politics. And I would just share with you, Carl, that it takes an enormous amount of time to, you know, behind the scenes calling and talking with all the different groups in this community. You know, on the one side, what's really encouraging is there's a tremendous number of people that are truly engaged in this community and truly care about the direction it's going. And, you know, and so if you have something you're passionate about that you want to push forward, you know, sometimes there's unanimous support for it, but, you know, sometimes you're going to have, you know, some people push back. And, you know, the park was a robust conversation. And, you know, certainly there was some brick and mortar restaurants that were concerned. And, you know, by, you know, early comments, we're excited that, you know, the feedback we're having there. Costco, another great example, you know.
Well, let's talk about Costco, we're going to have John Dunlap, who is leading the fight against Costco, moving in there. What's your thought on that?
You know, I for the life of me, I can't understand John Dunlap, you know, what his thought process is on here. And I'll let him come on and you know, and do his speak. I'm not sure if...
Well, he was in here yesterday and talked to me for like over an hour about his thought process, but I'm not going to bring that up because it's different. But
yeah.
He is thoroughly believes, he believes, they like Costco, but they thoroughly believe that's not the spot for it.
Okay. Well, so let's have that thought. But yeah. But here's what I will tell you. Oasis, the project will never happen at Oasis as long as the Levinsons own that property. It just will never happen.
And why exactly is that?
You know,
when you say that to me, I believe you.
Yeah.
But everybody's going to say, why?
Coming from the world of being a developer, you know, you've got to be incredibly capitalized. You have to have done projects. You have to know how they work. You have to have contingencies. And you know, Mr. Levinson and his family, they've been trying to get that Costco to move forward at that site for God knows how many years. I think 15. I think 10 to 15 years.
Really? Okay.
And you know, I'll go ahead and just simplify this. You know, I think what they've been waiting on is they're going to either get some type of federal or state grant to pay for all of the road improvements and the bridge improvements,
mm-hmm.
or they were going to get a city council that would bond, you know, to pay for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my hope is that that would never happen because, you know, the taxpayer should not be responsible for paying for 100% of the improvements for private property. So you know, I'm very, very happy that the council, you know, a few years ago made the decision to go an entirely different direction than Oasis, because I will tell you, it will never happen at the location as long as the Levinson family is the one calling the shots there.
Okay.
So with that, you go to, all right, well, what's our – now, I will say this, that Oasis would be the perfect spot for it. That would be a great spot for it. But unfortunately, there's just too much improvements there, and for whatever reason, the family is just not capitalized enough to do those improvements. So we have to come up with, what's the next best location? And so, mm-hmm. you know, you start looking at the different, you know, off-ramps, and I will tell you after, you know, lots of time researching the Bonneville and Bocelli, you know, that spot right there is the next best location to keep them here in Reading. Doesn't mean we don't have challenges, but I will tell you with the technology they have today and the traffic analysis they can do and the different improvements they can do for, you know, moving traffic along, I think it's going to, you know, it will work. I've seen the studies, and certainly it's not perfect, but it's, you know, to keep Costco in Reading, I think is of the utmost importance. And so for the person that says, well, you know, that's a bad location. All right, well, where's a better location, number one? And number two, do you truly understand, if you're from Reading, do you understand what that would mean for Reading if they go down to Anderson? You know, that Costco's tax base is already built into our budget. We don't have enough cops as it is today. We don't have enough firefighters. So if we lose that tax base.
Is that tax base, I understand, is around $4 million a year? Is that about right?
It's probably close. I haven't looked at the recent numbers.
4.5 is what I heard.
Year. Yeah.
Okay. Here they come. Okay. And like I said, Mr. Dunlap's going to be here Thursday. And he's got he also believes that Oasis is the perfect spot for it.
So, well, they've had 10 to 15 years to try to get it to work there. Hasn't worked. And, again, so, you know, we know Mr. Baugh, you know, he's very vocal on his social medias, you know, love him, and he would love to see Costco go down to Anderson, all that city council, the city manager would love to see it go down to Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think if you're from Reading, you better realize that if this gets shut down here at Bonneville and Bocelli, our options are going to be pretty slim.
Hey, Bob. The other thing too is, and this is one of my concerns is, that if Costco gets turned down, this is another one that's gotten turned down in our city.
Yeah.
Our city and county. And at some point, do people kind of, do other businesses start taking a look and says, well, you know, everybody else just tries to build there. It hasn't worked.
Well, you know, I guess what I would say, you know, I've had an opportunity to sit with Costco, you know, several times, even as recently as a few weeks ago. And they understand that this is kind of how it works. Mm-hmm. They certainly are committed to that location. They're committed to Reading. You know, the population base is in Reading. They want to be in that population base. So Costco is committed, but I know what you're saying. On the bigger question,
if we keep turning down things,
yeah,
Is that going to have, I mean, does that have an impact for people that are looking at coming here?
Well, so far it hasn't. I mean, you know, bottom line is, you know, people want to grow businesses. And, you know, you look at, you know, the growth we're seeing there at on Churn Creek there off of Bonneville. Mm-hmm. You look at, you know, Costco, what's happening there. You look at the new businesses going in there at the mall with Sprouts and the Home Improvement. And, you know, so I would say Redding's still incredibly attractive. We're seeing a lot of businesses come in here, so that's good.
And I haven't even gotten into the downtown yet, and I want to do that. So let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning. I hope you can hear me. I'm in the car, so I just wanted to cast a vote against the Bonneville location for Costco. I've, you know, lived in cities and seen how traffic can accumulate, and if you've driven, I don't know if the gentleman, I just caught the tail end of comments.
It's Brent Weaver, our former city councilman.
Okay. Hi, Brent.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. People that use that thoroughfare crossing over I-5 on Bonneville, if you've tried it at 8 o'clock in the morning without anything happening where Costco's proposed location will be, it's horrendous. I mean, it's a long trail of cars waiting to get through those lights. And I know there's plans for a roundabout, I understand. But and I know City of Redding would love to, wants to keep, I'm sure, the tax dollars that come through Costco in the city. But I believe the Oasis location was in the city as well. Is that correct?
It is. Yeah. And I hear what you're saying, and I would say certainly everyone is concerned about traffic. We have you know, Blue Shield across the street with their corporate office, and you know, I've personally taken the time to go over there and talk to them. Based on the traffic studies, which, you know, I would really recommend for anybody listening to this show, you know, open houses are going to be scheduled, you know, in the future. There's been some in the past already. And, you know, really talk with our Public Works and Caltrans and see the studies that they, you know, this is what these guys do for a living. You know, they're engineers. They design traffic studies. And, you know, I've talked with them countless times. And, you know, they continue to say, hey, we can get there on the traffic. We can get the traffic to flow.
Okay.
Well, I hear that. I hear you saying that, and I understand that that everybody wants to spin it in a direction that's going to sound the best for their particular position. But I got to believe there's other locations, you know, in Redding.
Hey, John,
or
we're going to
within the city limits.
Yeah. Hey, John, we got to run for a break, but we're going to have Thursday. We're going to have the other side on of where
great.
Of
Thank
here.
You.
Thursday. Okay, thanks, John. Okay, hey, DC, hang on until after the break. Today. December 11th, second Tuesday. What's that mean? And that means you go to a Dan Burger right down here on Placer Street. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Dan Burger, where a percentage of the afternoon's proceeds will go to help the animals in Haven Humane's care. Enjoy their famous burger and fries on the patio while supporting a great cause. It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals. For to-go orders, call 241-0136. It's Dan Burger at 1320 Placer Street, and you help out Haven Humane. We'll be right back with Brent Weaver, former city councilman for Redding, right after these messages. It is 8:31 in the morning.
B-E-L-L-S, I love those J-I-N-G-L-E films.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamaqueen Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Turn Creek Road.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
You know what? That's Mr. Zimmerman! There's something about that that's kind of soothing to me now, where back when I was a kid, it was a call for fighting. But soothing now. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Looking for a great haircut, better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Ladies, you can go in there. Linda walked in. She says, wow, a lot of testosterone in this place. Walked back out and had to shave her legs. I'm not saying... That's her joke, by the way. But it's a great place for a haircut. Down in Cypress Square, of course, the shopping center, and it is right across from Subways. Now, Carl's Jr., the greater Sacramento area Carl's Jr. locations are providing Paradise Fire Relief for the evacuees. More than 100 participating Carl Jr.'s franchise locations in the greater Sacramento area, Chico and Redding, are rallying to support those evacuated from the Paradise Fire by donating 25% of their gross sales, not net, gross sales on Wednesday, December 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So think about that. And this is from all the Carl's Jr.'s right here in Redding. And you know what? Bev Mills, who is, you know, is she and her husband, of course, own the Carl's Jr. She's one of the ones that started this. So this is going to be a lot of money that's going to be rolling into those for the Paradise Fire evacuees, for the survivors there. So think about that. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. I'm here with Brent Weaver. You know, I've known Brent. How long have we known each other, Brent?
Gosh, probably going on about 10 years.
About 10 years.
Yep.
I very rarely see Brent get excited. Saw it a little while ago. It is. Very rarely. Okay, let's go to the phones. D.C., good morning, buddy.
Hey, I'm just curious. The city's pension costs, I'm sure they go up every year. Is there a date in the future where it becomes unsustainable?
Well, Is that a question to me?
Yes,
so I would assume so.
You're the one that was there.
Yeah, and I would tell you, well, that is why we should have an election every 2 years. Because, you know, where we are today, I think the easiest way to describe this and explain it is if you have a pie chart and you have, you know, and you see those pie charts that's colored maybe two or three different colors because you have so much money, you know, that's shaded, one color goes to one area, one goes to another area. Right now, today, each year that moves forward, that pie chart, the color that is for unfunded liabilities keeps growing. And that's
every
just,
year.
It's a, let's call it what it is. It's an inconvenient truth. The percentage that we spend each year, and this is true
it's
at the
bigger.
Federal level, state level, and the local level. There's nothing that I can do about the federal state, but when we were on the local council, we can certainly do something about how we're spending, you know, on local budgets. And I will tell you the last 12 to 14 months, we've worked really hard to try to shave roughly $10 million off our budget so that we can have a 10-year budget. We're not quite there. We're close. I'd say if I had to give an estimate, I think we're about 85% of the way there.
Now, this is working with the 11 unions that are in the city plus other things. Is that correct?
Yeah, and other things. So it's working with the unions and, you know, negotiating fair and sustainable agreements with them. But also it's kind of revamping City Hall. You know, I think we have to continue to look at public-private partnerships, you know, looking at ways
going
of hiring private sector, you know, employees
sure.
to certain areas. And, you know, so I'm on the outside. I have nothing to gain anymore, right? So here's what I'm going to tell you. If you are a public employee, you should not be scared if we're talking about also bringing in some private employees, because that means we'll be able to continue to pay your retirement long after you're done working at the city. And so I think if we just are forthright and not scared to have these conversations, bottom line is we want to have a balanced budget and we want to spend more money for services today. And if we don't change how we manage government, you know, I'm very pleased that the last year and a half, we did more in the last year and a half to try to retool things at City Hall than my first 2.5 years there. But it needs to continue. And mm-hmm. I will tell you with, you know, I'm pretty encouraged with Michael DeQuisto and Aaron Reznor getting on there.
Two business people.
And I think that, you know, coupled with Adam mm-hmm. And Julie, I think it's going to give us, you know, that's three or four people right there that, you know, have a shot to, you know, continue
takes
that
three. Takes three.
Takes
DC,
three.
I know you're listening to the show, and I know where you're kind of where you're coming from, because yesterday, Brian Daly says it's at the state level, this is going to be unsustainable. And he says you're going to see in the next year or two, several cities are going to have to declare bankruptcy and have to redo.
I have one more question.
Yeah. Okay.
The
yeah.
minimum amount of years you work for this city and qualify.
I believe it's six.
Well, that's pathetic. 6 years and you get some kind of pension? I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all.
So, and it's a formula, you know, based on how many years you've worked and, you know, percentage there. But, hey, that's I'm not going to sit there and agree or disagree. I'm just going to tell you that the system is broken. And I don't care what side of the issue this is, when you have, you know, a percentage of your budget that continues to increase each year. So what does that mean? If the cost to just keep the boat afloat keeps increasing each year, you got to lay off some of the paddlers. And before you know it, you don't have very many paddlers left.
You have 12 captains
yeah.
and one paddler.
Yeah.
Okay, DC, thanks a lot.
Boy, if Costco moves out, that's $4 million that
yeah.
could help the problem.
And that is why Carl said, I haven't seen Brent get excited very much. Because, again, as somebody with four kids, somebody who has a business here, for all of us to continue to be successful as a community, we've at the minimum, we have to hold the ground we have today, and we've got to learn how to increase revenue and cut costs. And if Costco leaves Reading, so help all of us.
Okay.
Well, maybe get Stillwater going. That sure wouldn't hurt.
Well, I wish we would have never done Stillwater to begin with.
Okay, DC. Thanks a lot. How come you didn't say that 4 years ago? Did you? Or maybe you did. Did you say that 4 years ago?
What I said 4 years ago was, I wasn't the one in the room deciding to do that.
That's true.
And, you know, now my job for the next 4 years is to do whatever I can to help turn it into success. But no, there's no doubt that Stillwater is a, you know, it's a
Is anything ever going to be in your, okay, I'm going to put you on the spot.
It's your basic white elephant.
Is it a white elephant? Are we going to be able, I know how hard Tony, I swear to God, Tony Giovanella and the gentleman before him, and that had the EDC, how many times, I bet there's a spot on their desk that's got a the place that says, this is, put your forehead here. You know, they just put their heads down on their desk, and there's like little wet spots there from crying. When you get guys that are getting ready to sign a contract, and it just stops.
So
what do you think? Do you think we're ever going to – is Stillwater going to go?
You know, the best news we had on Stillwater in the last 12 months is when, you know, we had the firm from Sacramento, you know, that's approached us to take over marketing the entire property.
Yeah, I thought it was San Francisco. Is it Sacramento?
Sacramento.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they actually have – they have offices worldwide.
Okay, yeah. Got it. And they were going to take over, and they were going to sell it and build. They were going to put the buildings there.
Yeah, and they have relationships with people in that space, and they've cooled off a little bit. But the market has heated up enough for them where they've just turned their resources to other areas. So they said they still want to, you know, talk to us, but, you know, they got to focus their time on other locations. So, you know, positives are this. Let me just tell you the positive. EDC has been a fantastic partner. Tony and the board of the EDC, Pat Corey, those guys have been awesome to work with. At the city, Larry Voppel, our representation of the city has been fantastic. But I will tell you, having spent, you know, the last 4 years just being, you know, one of a few voices as we've been trying to kickstart it and find new ways, you know, it's just something that if you look at your portfolio, this is not one of those performing stocks. And so what do you do with something that doesn't perform? You want to get rid of it the best way you can and get some type of return on it. So and that's where we're at. We got to figure out how we get some and maybe that return isn't the, you know, the purchase of the property. Maybe it's in the form of jobs or yes, you know, so there's going to be some type of return on it.
Even if you just, and you know, because at one time we said, we're going to give you this lot, the Stillwater, if you build and you have jobs.
And
I remember that one.
I think it would be interesting if you brought on the people who were the decision makers at that time, ask them when the prevailing wage issue came into play. And did they know that? Because if they knew that and they still went forward.
Oh, that's right, because it's free.
That's
free.
That's right. That's the issue.
Oh, man. Okay. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, here's what I want you to say. Okay. If I could have been king. It's okay. It's good being king.
I'd be in the radio business.
Be in the radio business. I can ask the questions. And you know what? I don't have to be right. I just have to come up, show up every day. I want to ask you the questions when we get back from the break about what do you wish you could have accomplished in this last 4 years? You know, maybe the top three.
Yep.
You know, that was very frustrating to you. You know, and it's 4 years is a long time. For somebody that has a business where you're making the decisions and it just moves forward, I can imagine, and I'll just say this, the frustration at times where you probably just left there and said, you know, I think I'm just going to go home and sit there. And if I drink, I drink. I'm just going home and get a glass of milk and sit there and watch the kids run around the house.
Merle.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Greetings. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Tomorrow, Economic Development Corporation is going to join us. It's 9 minutes before, or I'm sorry, 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We got to turn Brent here loose real quick. We got a question. Vint, what's your question?
Hey, I got two things, guys. I just got a little hello and thank you, and then I got some exciting news about Stillwater Business Park. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you to Brent for all the stuff that he had to go through. And definitely love hearing that, you know, the accuracies coming out on the pension issue and basically the reality. So, I mean, I know I've been discussing this for a long time, and to finally have everybody kind of talking about it in factual state is a good feeling. And as far as the Stillwater Business Park, I just had a guy contact me the other day. He's willing to put 8 goats out there. Now, I know that's a small part, but he's going to get up to 12 here pretty soon. So,
Vint, just tell the truth. You and I are going to start a goat business so that we can start hiring it out to different cities.
Get that vegetation down.
You know what? It's green.
Yeah.
It's green.
Hey, Vint, love it. Thanks for the call in, Vint. Appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you around town.
Okay, Vint. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, brother.
Okay, hey, Brent, I know you got to run. What is the one thing?
Yeah. So it was public safety. You know, I will tell you, you know, I spent more time the first 2 years, you know, on any one issue as public safety. And the takeaway from that 2 year effort, I think it was a incredibly just strong message to, you know, the elected leaders, to staff, that, you know, there's some major trust hurdles that have to be addressed. And I think that was the biggest takeaway. We can talk about plans for fixing, you know, certain issues, but if the trust is not restored, and that doesn't mean that any one, you know, party gets everything they want, but there's got to be a base level of trust, you know, to move something forward as aggressive as what the blueprint for public safety is. So that would be the one regret. Now, on a positive note, I've said a few times, maybe it was those conversations that took place there that has aided in, you know, we've seen some changing of the old guard, you know, on the supervisorial race with Joe Comente and Dave Kehoe.
Yeah.
We've seen, you know, the two new faces came in, you know, on the Reading City Council, and the one incumbent that got in almost got beat by somebody who had a $200 budget, you know, in James Crockett. So I will tell you that I think some of those conversations and some of that lack of trust, I think,
has been addressed.
Made its way into the way people voted, number one. And number two, the pinpoint accuracy that people now have that, okay, we need more jail space and cops. And that will get us, you know, at least, it's not everything, but that will get us, you know, where we need to be to have just at least some type of accountability. So that's my takeaway. And my hope is that we'll see this new council, you know, again, a little bit more of a business background, continue to make decisions that will be, you know, pro-economic development and attract
families. I know I said it was my last question, but here's the downtown area. I mean, you've invested in it yourself way before all this stuff has started.
Yeah.
What do you think about what's happening?
It's incredibly exciting. In fact, that's where I'm running to, which I got to, as soon as I answer this, I got to run out the door. But, you know, for me, you know, for the next several years, I got four kids. I'm going to do everything I can to be the best father to them and the right husband. And then I got, you know, some exciting projects coming in downtown. And so maybe in a few months I'll come on and we'll talk about those.
Great idea.
Okay, happy holidays to everyone out there.
Yeah, and Brent, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Thank you, Carl.
And thanks for your public service. Okay, he's running to actually go out for a job that makes money. And people are nice to him. What do you think?
I think he answered some good questions. Yeah. And he was on the hot seat. And
you know, this whole thing with the remember what Brian said yesterday? This is the best thing about, you know, one of the best things about being a radio host, and you get all these people in here who want to come on the show. Brian Daly talking about with this cost of unfunded liabilities, it's getting worse.
Yep.
And you just heard Brent talk this. He says every year that shade on that pie chart gets bigger.
Yep.
The only way you're going to beat this is, one, you've got to make new rules for, you know, and the unions have stepped up. You know, it's longer before you retire. They're paying a lot more into it. Okay. That still doesn't answer the question, though, because the state can just come down anytime they want and require another couple million dollars from us.
This can has been kicked down the road.
Oh, my God.
In my knowledge, personal knowledge, for over 20 years. I started reporting about 15 years ago on Reading City Council meetings back in 2002. And the topic was being raised from the audience then that we need to do something now. And it was a lot of nodding and smiling. And then it's the next person's problem.
When the city of Reading said we're not going to, you know, the employees don't have to pay into it. That was a horrendous decision.
Yeah.
And, you know, that we're going to take care of all this. You know, that was years ago when they decided that. But still, it did not work. It worked maybe for a year or two until the stock market crashes. The other things, too, is the privatization. I think he said something here that I would really hope that Aaron and Michael and Adam and Julie and Kristen run with. Just because you have private industry coming in, doesn't mean that you, as a public employee, are going to suffer from this. This just means we're saving money, and we're going to find a way, you know, so we can keep funding these things so you can have a retirement. What happens if the city of Reading one day just, you know, God forbid, goes, we can't pay all this, and we go into bankruptcy? Now we go back, and you have to go back and do everything again. You have to, you know, you have to go in and, you know, I mean, there have been some cities that had a manager, had a court-appointed manager come in there to get them back online.
Yeah.
Now, I hope Reading never gets to that, but let's just talk about Costco. You know, we're going to have a gent come in, John Dunlap. He's a very articulate guy. He understands this stuff. He's going to tell you why Costco shouldn't be there. Well, if Costco isn't there and it doesn't make it to Oasis Road,
and then those people are just as adamant that it doesn't belong there.
Yeah, and then so, excuse me, but where does it go? I mean, well, it could stay where it's at. It makes $490 million a year there. It brings in $490 million. But even if it does, Costco's a business. Costco wants to make $525 million.
If the city, and I understand people not wanting such a thing next to them. However, if we keep stalling on this, Anderson will open their arms. And
I've been told they don't have the infrastructure down there. But I got a feeling that if Costco's going to come down there, that infrastructure would be built. It would appear. And it wouldn't appear overnight, but guys from Anderson would make sure it happens. And yeah. I just hate to see that. And here's the other thing, too, is you keep fighting against these things. And guess what? Pretty soon, even though we haven't seen it yet, pretty soon the next group says, that's a little bit harder. You know, it's hard to get things done and ready because, you know, they get opposed.
Oh, that's already the perception.
So let's just go on down to Anderson. Well, you know what? We can say that, but we still have businesses coming here. There's smaller businesses. What we need to do and that's what I'm going to talk to Tony tomorrow, is why aren't we really concentrating, sending our best and brightest down to Southern California to these businesses with 30, 40, 50 people and saying, come up here to Redding. You know, get out of Orange County, get out of San Diego down there where it's
two and a half hour commute.
And come up here where it's beautiful, where you're going to be able to make the same money and live, twice as good. You're going to have, you know, your housing's better. The schools up here are just extraordinary. If you look at it, we've got some schools rated in the top 500 or top 100 of the whole country.
I have to tell you the perception, and I have friends, the perception of this county is a county full of meth-using, mouth-breathing morons living in double wides.
It's absolutely not true.
The perception.
We have a good friend that is a doctor's wife, that she's out there recruiting other doctors. You know, so who does she talk? She talks to their wives. Oh, yeah, but I've looked it up on online, and it doesn't look very good. She says, that just gives the wrong impression. You got to look at Redding as being one of those places that is, you know, when it comes to giving, Redding is the third most giving community in California, you know, per capita. And that's the kind of people we are.
That's the reality.
And that is the reality. The reality is that people do care. The reality is we have a hospital that's rated in the top 50 in the nation. We have schools that are rated in the very top of the nation. We have an industrial group here. We have a thriving downtown that's getting bigger. This is the things that people need to see. And not this thing about, well, they have more stolen cars than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Good show.
Gosh, you know,
things are starting to come together.
Yeah, tomorrow with the EDC, I can't wait to get them on and see what's happening on that. We've got a lot of great things happening this week. Coming in and talking about us moving forward here at the end of the year. Hey, everybody. Hope you have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned up.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.